Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Right now, we check in with local do-gooders, our great friend Alan Pease. Alan, are you there this afternoon?
I certainly am.
You sound delightful. How is everything in your COVID-19 world going?
What? Pretty good, pretty good. Thank God I woke up this morning. And I've had six of my cousins actually come down with COVID-19. And that was very scary for a while. But they have all survived and all out of the hospital.
Wow.
And it was something. In fact, two of them didn't have to be hospitalized or kind of refused to be. And they were the two younger ones. But it really brought the situation home to me.
I bet. And sometimes, and I've been fortunate not to have anyone in that end of the pool. But, Alan, you're a do-gooder. You're out in the community with Kiwanis, and you guys are trying to improve people's lives. How hindered have you been since the middle of March?
Well, quite a bit. We are meeting those challenges, and I hope you'll have me on in about 2 weeks when I am able to make an announcement of how much we're meeting the challenge and how much we need the help of the public.
Of course.
But another way that we're meeting the challenges is when we have supported Monroe County United Ministries, or MACUM, for about 20 years. And each year we participate in their annual Each One Feed One program, their Each One Feed One food drive. And when we heard how much trouble they're having this year, and they reached out to us, as they did to many places of worship throughout Monroe County and other civic organizations that help the Each One Feed One program, to say that they're having tremendous challenges in meeting the need of food for people throughout Monroe County. And not only has that turned into a tremendous challenge, but their annual Each One Feed One food drive, they had to change it. As you know, traditionally, volunteers would be at every grocery store in Monroe County and ask people for donations or hand people flyers as they went into the grocery stores and supermarkets of what was needed the most, and then collect the donations as people left the supermarkets in person. But with COVID-19 outbreak, we can't do that. MACUM can't do that. So they sent out the call for civic organizations and places of worship and businesses, if they could please set up drop-off locations, almost like drive-by drop-off locations, throughout the county to meet the need. And the entire event, the official Each One Feed One weekend, is this coming weekend, June 27th and 28th. Well, when Kiwanis heard this, we don't have a building. We don't have a drop-off place. So one of our board members contacted Chase Bank and said, hey, can we do something? And like in 3 days flat, we threw this together, as I told you last week when we sent out the press release. And Chase has agreed to have not only for this weekend, well, actually, they're not going to do it this weekend. What they're going to do is allow drop-offs every day this week, Monday through Friday, as the kickoff to Each One Feed One. So at all four Chase branches in Bloomington, boy, say that five times in a row, in Bloomington, you can drop off your food or hygiene and cleaning donations from 9 to 6.
Yeah, that's something to remember too, Alan. I mean, we would love to help with the food, but if you've bought too much toilet paper, if you've bought too many wipes or whatever, we can use those too, correct?
Well, actually, they don't need toilet paper.
Oh, good. Well, that's a good problem to have then. So,
but you know, this is a good time. I have a list. Mary Jean at MACA made up a list of the items that are needed the most.
All right, let's do those. I don't want to confuse anybody with my antics. But when I heard cleaning and hygiene products, the first thing that jumped to my mind was toilet paper. And it's good that we don't need any of that. What do we need, Alan? That's the key.
Okay. She says that the most needed items are canned fruit, pasta sauce, preferably in a can, ready-to-eat soups and chilies, and ready-to-eat pasta dishes like, you know, Chef Boyardee and SpaghettiOs,
right,
and things like that. And then peanut butter, and then canned and or pouched tuna, any kind of crackers, soda crackers, healthy crackers, whatever, and breakfast cereal. And then the cleaning items that they need the absolute most are laundry detergent, dish soap. And then the hygiene that they need the most of is shampoos, razors, and deodorants.
Gotcha. And I bet they won't. If you had some gift cards, I bet they wouldn't mind those either, would they?
Absolutely. They'll take cash and check donations. I wanted to say here, you know, traditionally in the years past, Each One Feed One usually brings in between 10 and 15,000 pounds of food. That's how much food they need to restock their pantry every year, and then they get additional donations throughout the year. But it usually brings in 10 to 15,000 pounds of food and hygiene items, and then it also brings in $5,000 to $10,000 in cash. And it's the most important drive Macomb has of the year. But it's even more important this year because of the increased need during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Pretty smart to do it all Monday through Friday as well. That means it starts today. It starts at the 4 Chase Bank locations from 9 to 6. So you still have a couple hours. If you're doing grocery shopping today, why don't you just grab a small little bag or a big bag and fill it up with stuff and then drop it off over there. Alan Pease from Kiwanis is our guest this afternoon. The Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. The do-gooders are up to work all this week long and all this weekend as well. And Alan, we know it's a big time. We know people are asking for it. And we'll see this in some other sites as well. People doing neighborhood drop-offs. So again, let me clarify
that the drop-offs can be done at all Chase Bank locations Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday there are, as I understand it, 36 other families, places of worship, and businesses and civic organizations who have organized drop-off locations. And you can get details by simply going to www.mcum.org, and that'll give you a list of all the other sites. But all the other sites are just Saturday and or Sunday only.
So find a day which is convenient to you, mcum.org. And again, cash, check, and all those products Alan mentioned. No glass jars, people. That's why they say cans, because glass jars bang together and you get a mess. Then you got people have to clean up glass jars.
Learned that the hard way.
That's
right. I've got the addresses here of the four branches. Do you want me to holler them out?
Yeah, fire them away.
Yeah, 2642 East 3rd Street.
Right next door to you. 370
North Jacobs Drive. And 2600 South Walnut Street. And then, of course, downtown on Courthouse Square at 100 South College.
In the shade, 100 South College. And mcum.org if you need an explanation. If you can't make it to the drop-off site, I bet they have a donate now button on that page you can help out with. And Alan, great job as always, and we'll keep mentioning this throughout the week, and then we'll have you on 4th of July week for your big announcement. How about that?
Oh, all right.
So send me an email.
That sounds good.
We'll
Thank
find
you very
a,
much.
We'll find a way to squeeze you in. Each One Feed One. The food drive begins now and lasts throughout Sunday. You can get all the details again, mcum.org. Alan, stay safe, my buddy. We'll talk soon.
We always appreciate WGCL.
All right, Alan. Great job. Thank you so much. Alan Pease, the do-gooders at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. They've only been around for 90-something years.
All of the people that are gathering these food and donating the food pantries and everything are just doing such great work right now. And a lot of people, unfortunately, need it during this time.